الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد جزاك الله تكاسي جزاك الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. I was rushing to get here, so I'm a bit thirsty. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Respected brothers, elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله. You know, being part of this religion, this deen, is beautiful. The deen brings brothers together in amazing ways. We come together in times of happiness, weddings, you know, different types of occasions, Ramadan. You see the brotherhood that developed throughout the whole entire of the month, the brothers that were here during the itikaf. It was beautiful. And alhamdulillah, a great occasion that we are experiencing after the advent of having this masjid. Alhamdulillah, so much, so fruitful. The fact that having a masjid brings us together in such ways is really, truly amazing. And today, the day of Eid, is really a day of happiness. And in fact, it is a day in which we are obliged to show happiness. إِظْهَارُ السُّرُورِ إِظْهَارُ السُّرُورِ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ الدِّينِ. This is the statement of the ulama of the past, that on the day of Eid, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, it is a necessary part of our celebration that we show this level of happiness and that we present it to our family members and our friends. And this is establishing a hallmark of the religion. And why can't it not be as such? When, subhanAllah, you hear what the narrations say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He boasts with the angels. He says that, O my angels, Ya malaikati, Ya malaikati, ma jaza'u ajirin fi amalihi. What do you think? O my angels, what do you think would be the reward of the individual who has gone out to work and he worked hard for a whole entire month or whatever duration of time? What do you think his reward is? So they will say that his reward would be that you fulfill his payment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ya malaikati abidi wa imai qadaw faridatahum alayhim thumma kharaju ya'ujjuna ilayya bid-du'a wa 'izzati wa jalali wa karami wa 'uluwi wa irtifa'i makani la ujibannahum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servants, male, female, they observed what was due upon them in terms of their fara'id actions, of the fasting the whole entire month of Ramadan. And then beyond this, they went out and they were begging me. They were begging with dua. They were begging me to forgive their sins. They came into this month and they were weeping, they were crying. By my loftiness, I take qasam, I take an oath by my loftiness, by my nobility, by my honor, that I have certainly responded to them. I have certainly responded to them. And he says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ وَبَدَلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. I have responded to them in what way? I have completely granted them their forgiveness and I have exchanged their evil sins for good deeds, subhanAllah. All the evil sins that they brought in this entire month, I have responded to that by forgive them completely and now they are completely sin-free. And this is, wallahi, a true moment to cherish. This is why we have this Eid. The ulama, they say that what is a true day of Eid? A day of Eid is that day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not been disobeyed. A day of Eid for a true believer is such a moment, such a day where he goes throughout and he doesn't disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is truly a day of Eid. And this is, subhanAllah, you know, it's amazing to see, you know, four jama'ahs that we have, the whole masjid is packed. And then afterwards, I'm sure we're going to have our hugging sessions. Some people like to do one and some like to do the three. But just to kind of make things clear, although we've been growing up like this, you know, doing the hugging and doing three, it's not sunnah, okay? So just to make things clear, it's not sunnah. But if you do so, then this is obviously through your mutual love that you have. There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes when certain practices, they become very, you know, prevalent and it becomes quite common, sometimes our next generations, they might start thinking and considering, okay, this is what Islam says for us to do, so this is necessary. But just a kind of clarification, hugging is, you know, an expression of love that people have, and there's no harm with that, right? So happiness, and subhanAllah, we spoke during the whole entire month, there were certain qualities that we needed to maintain or try to build towards, and the quality that we're talking about is this idea of taqwa, that our whole entire month of abstaining, struggling, striving, and starving ourselves from those things which are normally permissible for us. Sometimes we'll go out in the, you know, day, it will be hard, right? If you're working or whatever it might be, the thought might come to your mind that I'm feeling thirsty, I'm feeling hungry, but you were able to develop such level of self-control and discipline that you completely shun that thought. You completely abhorred it to the extent that even if, you know, you're making wudu and you're gargling, you're rinsing your mouth, you're still conscious that, am I close to, you know, swallowing a bit of water? Even then you had that level of awareness. And if that thought crossed your mind, then glad tidings to you, my dear brother, because this is a sign that you have iman. That when no one's looking, when no one's around, it's only you and yourself only, you still have that level of consciousness that I'm still not going to swallow a tiny sip of water, even though it's not going to bring you any benefit anyway. And you had that, then this is a sign that you have iman. There's a spark inside you. And this spark, we use this whole entire month to try to now make it into a fire that's kindling. And we need to now carry on with this fire. We need to let it endure. And a true person who wants to realize whether he has passed this test, mashallah, I was just listening in to the first khutbah, the Shaykh put it very nicely. He was saying that if you were to know that whether you passed with distinction or with merit, you know, you have the university degrees, first class degree, 2-1, 2-2, or third class degree, then you look towards the beginning part of Ramadan before when you entered, what kind of habits did you have over there on the 30th of Sha'ban or whichever the last day of Sha'ban was. And then now you compare yourself with what kind of level you are at the moment. You compare yourself in terms of your ibadat, your worship, your salah. Are you praying on time? Do you manage to pray in the masjid, right, in jama'ah? Your tilawatul Qur'an, your dhikr, your relationships with your family members. SubhanAllah, we delivered some talks regarding family and reconciliation. And, you know, we're here and as imams and, you know, we speak and we talk about things in a very idealistic way. But every individual, I'm sure, you have your own stories. You have your own troubles. You have your own difficulties. And when sometimes we hear, you know, the admonitions that the imams, they say, right, it's sometimes quite hard to kind of, you know, really get there. But this is sometimes the whispers of shaitan. Shaitan has really and truly trapped us. He's really and truly trapped us. So we were speaking with some brothers and they were saying that, you know, yes, I try my best to keep the family ties. And subhanAllah, this is day of Eid. When we're trying to express this happiness, when the whole foundation of this day is built upon happiness and sharing it, who are we going to share that with? We have to share that with our family members. Are we just going to reserve our good conduct with our friends? You know, we're going to pray our Eid namaz, we're going to have a bit of breakfast with family, and then later the main chunk of our time, are we going to spend it with our boys, you know, in the cars and whatnot? Right? Are they truly worthy, you know, of receiving the best version of ourselves? Or is it the person, the people that really and truly invested in you? They spent sleepless nights, they invested thousands of pounds. If you were to total up how much a set of parents, they invest financially towards a child from the very beginning of their life until they reach a level of independence, it will amass towards hundreds of thousands. When you put a value like this, a quality like this, how much has your friend invested in his relationship with you? our family members. These are truly the people, the individuals that are worthy of our best conduct. But sometimes, subhanAllah, unfortunately, you know, we'll go home and we wouldn't really pay much attention to this. So this Ramadan, let's make it a bit different. Let's make it a bit different in the sense that sometimes we do have rocky relationships. We do have awkward conversations. We have family members, family people that whenever a gathering takes place, one person that you don't see eye to eye with, as soon as they come in, you get up and you go to another room. Or you're kind of wary, are they going to give me salam? Are they not going to give me salam? Or, you know, it could be whatever kind of scenario. There are definitely situations like this that occur. But the beauty of Ramadan and the beauty of Day of Eid is that you are now given the best opportunity. And this is the day where you have this opportunity. Other times, other occasions, it becomes quite difficult. But today is a very good opportunity. And what is that? That because everyone is in a happy mood, it's understandable that there's going to be, you know, happiness being shared. If there's one particular individual that you know there's a bit of, you know, bad blood between you or difficulty between yourselves, then make it a point with intent that I'm going to make sure that I salam this person, I give them a hug, I give them a handshake, or give them a peck on the cheek, or whatever it might be. But you try and make amends today. Because once today goes, then you're not going to have this excuse of Day of Eid, Day of Happiness, and it's going to slip by. Then unfortunately, it's going to come to moments where, you know, it might be someone's janazah, someone has to pass away, and then you make, you know, then reality hits. Then the understanding of what this, you know, blood means, then it, that realization truly hits. Today is a very good opportunity for that, right? And this is something that, subhanAllah, forget family relations. Every single Monday night, every single Thursday night, there's a narration that mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, He declares that, O angels, make record that every single individual that believes in me and does not commit partners with me, I have forgiven them today. Make a register of all those people. However, there are two individuals, if they have any kind of difficulty, any sort of bad blood between themselves, two Muslims, two individuals, they have bad blood, they have a disagreement, then exclude them. Don't write them down amongst those people that are written for their forgiveness. And exclude them until they have reconciled. Until they have reconciled and made peace with one another. And then they could be included in this level of forgiveness. Right? So priorities we have to really, you know, put into perspective. Family comes first. Right? Day of celebration, our family are the people that deserve our best version of ourselves. Right? And I know many times, many years, we hear the same old kind of admonition, and it's a kind of telling off on Day of Eid that you should have done this on Ramadan and then now it could have been a good day and don't do the haram things. But when I truly think about it, this sort of kind of message, it gets repeated and rinsed. But everyone knows, you know the right answer. Everyone knows what is halal and haram. Okay, al-halal bayyin wal-haram bayyin. It's very clear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said so, that halal is very clear and haram is very clear. Then what is it? What is it? In Ramadan, we were given a practical spiritual exercise to demonstrate to us and to prove to our own very selves that there are certain things that we can do. When Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, there is a very subtle kind of understanding that's being passed on over here. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed fasting upon you just the way that fasting has become described upon other people before you. When he's saying that fasting was also given out to people before you, what is he doing? He's giving you some type of consolation. He's trying to reassure us that, you know what, you can do it. Other people have do it, so you also can do it as well. And then afterwards Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرُ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرُ, that Allah does not want for you to be in difficulty. Allah wants ease for you. Allah wants ease for you. That's why if you're in traveling, then you don't need to fast. If you're, you know, if you're injured, if you're ill, if you're unwell, if you have some sort of sickness, then again you're exempt. Allah is showing His mercy over here. All right? So through this, what is it that we are learning? We are learning that we have been made to fast. It's been obligatory upon us. So we have to control ourselves. There's a level of self-restraint that we need to exercise, and we are able to exercise. We have proved it to ourselves as well. So when you have this understanding that you've given up halal You've given up halal food, drink halal food. It was completely permissible outside Ramadan. If that was the case, then you have proven to yourself that, you know what, there's certain things outside of Ramadan that I have bad habits with, I have weakness with. If I can do that in Ramadan, surely I can leave off those things that are calling me towards the hellfire. Surely. Right? So we have to come to this realization ourselves. And this is what Ramadan is teaching us. It's teaching you and I that if we're able to abstain from the permissible things, then outside of Ramadan, we have now hopefully built up some of our strength to abandon some of those things that we have weakness with. But as I was saying, there are certain things blocking our path. There are certain things that are blocking our path, and that is, you know, mainly in the form of shaitan. Now shaitan, he really does a number on people. And judging by some of the haircuts in this room, he's done a number on you guys as well. Just joking, okay. This is not a masala about hair size, okay? But what does it mean? It means that a person, if they keep themselves impure, then what happens? Shaitan has now really, you know, stuck onto that individual. When a person enters his home, if he does not say, if he does not take Allah's name, then what happens? He says to all his cronies that come, there's a place to stay in this house for us. Come along with us. And if he does not start his eating, his meal with the name of Allah, Bismillah, then what happens? Then shaitan also eats with that person next to you. And then if a person, they recite Surah Al-Baqarah in that home, then shaitan doesn't enter for 3 days. So what is the common theme over here? What is the common theme? Who can tell me? Come on, put your hands up. Let's make it interactive. What was the common theme in these three instances that shaitan is now being attracted to an individual? What was the common theme? Somebody, tell me. So the first one we said, that if a person doesn't take Allah's name before he enters the home. The second one was, if he doesn't say Bismillah before he eats. And the third one, a kind of remedy is, if a person reads Surah Al-Baqarah, then shaitan doesn't enter his home for 3 days. What's the commonality over here? Come on. Be brave. Whoever says the answer, they are very brave. I certify that. Yes, young man, mashallah. Look at this guy, mashallah. Where is this? Go on. Yes, young man, go on. Stand up, in fact. Stand up and give a nice, brave answer. That's it. Look at that. What's the answer? You have to say something, right? You can't just put your hand up. Being good, mashallah, you're absolutely correct. That is correct. That's a very comprehensive answer. In fact, it's quite clever. It's quite intelligent. But I want something a bit more, you know, specific for some people that might not be as intelligent. What would be a bit more specific? Anybody else who's brave, like this young man? What's your name, young man? Ayan, mashallah, you are very brave. Allah make you a strong, courageous Muslim. Okay, the main common theme, brothers, I'm quite disappointed, is the fact that this person, he is so awake. He's so woke, in fact, all right? Youngsters, they like common phrases. He's so woke that at every given moment, he is able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is connected with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah say in Surah An-Nas? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس. So we are seeking refuge in Allah from Shaytan, who is known as Khannas. Khannas means the one who withdraws. The one who withdraws. Now he withdraws at which occasion? Okay, he steps away, he moves away as soon as a person, they are alive with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as Allah's name is being taken, then this is something that really, you know, harms shaitan. But this can only happen if our hearts are alive. There's something deeper that needs to happen. We really, truly need to clean ourselves. This whole entire Ramadan should have ended in such that we made a kind of resolution in mind, you know, Allah, I want to clean my heart of every single thing, and I want to truly be yours, right? And then like this, then inshallah a person's heart will be ticking in the right way, where shaitan will not be doing a number on him, like we joked about in some people's haircuts. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin subhanallahi bihamdihi subhanallahi bihamdik nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak. Ladies and gentlemen, very special month of Ramadan is over now. Then this is the day today. Is a very significant day, Eid day. And this Eid day is a great, you know, rewarding day. We kept, you know, whole month of Ramadan, we kept fast. And this is, we got a reward today, as today is the Eid day. So, Eid day, may Allah bless you. And the this Eid is for you and for us. Is a, give us a, you know, happiness. Give us a peace and prosperity. And that Eid come again and again in our life. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something about this, about that today, the month of whole month of Ramadan. I have myself annoyed you too much to collecting money, as this is the month of Ramadan, and we have the big, substantial amount of debt. This is why I annoyed you, and annoyed you full month of Ramadan, and every time I ask for the donation. And as today is a big day, as today is a Eid day, I would like to tell you that, brothers and sisters, this is Eid day and rewarding day. Allah give us a reward, but in that point of view, if you give something to the masjid, our volunteer brothers coming to you with the bucket, please help the masjid generously. As you given the whole month of Ramadan, there's so much money given us, 60,000-70,000 pounds. But today, inshallah, with your help and the donation will be add with the, you know, the month of Ramadan collection. And we make a dua afterward, a big dua make, you know, after the Isala, inshallah. And then let me tell you something, brothers. You know, the fitra, one of the special things, because of the fitra is very important to every Muslim brother. Then you have to pay the fitra. It's a very important element for Muslim brothers, those who kept the fast. We have to pay the fitra for every single person with your household members. So if you have five members in your household, we fix for today, for this year is £8 per head, the fitra. You have to pay the fitra of £8. If you have a five person in your household, that will be times by five, the £40 you have to pay each of every household if you have the five members. So you have to calculate according that way. How many members you have in the household? That times by eight. And you must pay it before you perform the salah. I recap that again. You have to pay the fitra before you complete the salah, before you perform the salah. This is the duty, and the money is the poor money. So inshallah, if you haven't paid the money before, our brothers will be here and they're collecting money, fitra money. And the money will send it to the poor people on your behalf. The money will be going to the poor person on your behalf. So we send, it is our responsibility to send it to the poor people. So make sure, if you haven't paid this, our brothers will be here with the bucket. Are you, Ashik bhai, are you collecting the fitra now? Okay, so the brothers are coming with the bucket, then you can pay the fitra if you haven't paid it yet. One second. And let me tell you that masjid, this is very iconic masjid for you. Because of this is, that masjid will be staying here for, it is outright buy. This is not a lease, this is not any kind of rent. This is a freehold property. It's an outright buy. But we have 650,000 crown still outstanding, brothers. In the month of Ramadan, so far we collected about 69,000 pounds. MashaAllah, a good amount of money you have given us. But still remain outstanding another 600 or just below the 600,000 pounds. So as this is your masjid, your local masjid, that will be going to your next generation and that will be going to your grandchildren generation. So this is an iconic masjid. We have to look after the masjid, and we have to, you know, very clearly, then you have to make this, you know, free from debt. That 650,000 pounds, we have to pay it, because the we didn't go to the mortgage, we didn't go to any lender, then get the mortgage there. So we paid people they have you know given money. We need to pay back. We need to repay their money. So this is why I'm asking them. Then yes, this is your machid, your next decade and or next generation, but after next generation, then please these people, they your grandchildren, your children, they will remember it. Then yes, my grandfather, he's given this machid, and inshallah, you know, in the past you've seen that we didn't know then when the month of Ramadan is gone, when the Eid is gone, but now inshallah we know then when is Ramadan, when is Laylatul Qadr, when is you know Shab-e Barat or Nishwa Shaban. We know now is in about month before, then yes, month of Ramadan is coming now. So put this donation towards this iconic masjid. This is your local masjid, brothers. I need your big hand, come forward. If you are able to do so, the Khurja Hasana as well as donation. The Khurja, now if you give us a Khurja Hasana, that will be given back to you in a time frame. Like if you give us for 6 months, and inshallah the money will be paid within the 6 months. You just notice, give us a notice for 4 weeks. Just we pay the money back, inshallah. That's Mashubai. Yeah, is it Mochid or is it Fitra? Fitra. That's bucket coming to you now. This is for the Fitra. Could you please pay the Fitra? If you haven't paid the Fitra yet, then please pay Fitra. This, our brother is coming with the bucket, then this is Fitra money. Don't put any Mochid money there, please. As this is the last Jamaat, inshallah, we're going to start this Jamaat now. And before I'll leave, I'll tell you something. Then we know that the Eid Salah comes once in a year, like in a Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha. Our Huzur, he will explain to you then how we read the Eid Salah. So here also he will be giving the little explanation then how to do it. Please follow that, because this is not a regular namaz. This is a once in a year. I'm going to pass over to him. Thank you very much indeed for your time, brothers. And inshallah, look after your masjid. Inshallah, you get reward in this world and hereafter. Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much.
Okay, so the procedure for the Eid Salah is as follows. So you're going to make intention for Eid Salah, which is wajib, with six additional takbirs, Eid Salah, 2 rakats, wajib. Okay, that's the intention. And then what you do is you say afterwards, you know, after having that intention, you don't need to say it verbally, just in your mind is fine, in whichever language. And you say Allahu Akbar, and then you fold. And then at that moment, you do your iftitah salah, meaning Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. After having read that, then the imam will say Allahu Akbar an additional 3 times. And how that goes is Allahu Akbar, and then we're going to drop it. So raise the hands and drop. Allahu Akbar, raise the hands and drop. And then Allahu Akbar, raise the hands and then fold. So just a quick way to understand that is, so you fold, drop, drop, fold, right? So fold, drop, drop, fold. And then the second rakat, or that rakat would continue as normal, and it will stand up. And then just before we go into ruku, you do the 3 additional takbirs before the ruku. So you raise your hands, Allahu Akbar, and then you drop it, Allahu Akbar, you drop, Allahu Akbar for the 3rd time, you drop after raising, and then 4th time, Allahu Akbar, you go into ruku. Alright? Inshallah. And then afterwards, we'll be sat down to listen to the khutbah after the Eid Salah as well. Once the collections are finished, then we'll stand up and make the rows. Okay, brothers, if I can kindly request you will stand up, making your rows straight, keeping your heels in line with the person next to you. So keep your heel at the base of the line and stand closely one next to another, shoulder to shoulder. And if there are any gaps, then we must fill in the gaps that are forward. I think sometimes we're still reeling off COVID effects and we maintain some type of social distancing. But the etiquette of Salah, it should be that we are stood closely one to one another.
Once we get the all clear, inshallah, we'll start. Okay, we'll start, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله 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 أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله المنعم المحسن الديان ذي الفضل والجود والإحسان ذي الكرم والمغفرة والامتنان الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل حين شاع الكفر في البلدان صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ما لمع القمران وتعاقب الملوان
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد لله عليكم فيه عوائد الإحسان ورجاء نيل الدرجات والعفو والغفران الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم ملائكته فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره قال يا ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلي بالدعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم فيقول ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره
اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل جميع بلاد المسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم, واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى. اللهم أعد مسجد الأقصى في رحاب المسلمين. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, والله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم, ولذكر الله تعالى أولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم أكبر. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. عيد مبارك.
السلام عليكم. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Please use all available exits, including the one on the left. And then for the back hall, please use the one you came into. But for the front hall, please try to use the normal entrance that you come in on the left-hand side. Jazakallah khair.
Allah.